17 years have passed since Nakazawa entered the world of winemaking, and 10 years since he started his vineyard in Sorachi. He spends most of his time in the fields, and he never worries about the train being late in traveling to and from home. His living room opens up to the vineyard. Living with nature was the kind of existence Nakazawa longed for. He found it in the most northern part of Japan. At age 70, Tsuruko wonders whether she'll have the physical stamina to keep making these trips. She feels this year may be her last. There are 100 or so items on her checklist of things to pack, from pots and pans to seasonings, everything required to conduct the tea ceremony. With this cargo, she ventures out for 2 to 3 weeks at a time in each of the four seasons. The Zuiho Inn, a Zen temple. On its grounds stands a replica of the tea room designed by Senno Rikyu. The original was built for Rikyu to use in hosting the most powerful ruler of his day. A space just 3.5 square meters or so, designed for Rikyu to hold the tea ceremony one-on-one with this powerful personage. A setting devoted to simply sitting down to share time with another human being, momentarily forgetting their status. This documentary channels the six-month struggle between Iran, a country facing international scrutiny over its secret atomic program, and the IAEA, the world's nuclear watchdog. Approximately a six-hour flight from Japan. This is Bangkok, the capital of Thailand. We visit a fertility clinic. There, on the patient's chart, we see the word Japan. Why are there Japanese patients going to a Thai hospital? Vessels that are significantly calcified, occlusive, tortuous, or thrombus-lined may preclude placement of the occluder and/or may increase the risk of embolization.